This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 15, 2016. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that in Salem, neighbors are generally open to adding a South Salem commuter rail stop on Canal Street, but the effect on a local business that would be adjacent to the station is now dominating the future of the project. Following the recent completion of the MBTA garage at the north end of Washington Street, city leaders restarted decades-old work to get a second train station built in Salem. The latest effort has focused on putting the station off of Canal Street, where the road bends near St. Paul Street. A design meeting for neighborhoods held at Salem High School Monday night unveiled possible access to the train stop from the west, the opposite side of the tracks from Canal Street. There'll be some infrastructure improvements coming along to the Linway. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Thor Jorgensen in today's edition to the Daily Item of Lynn writes on the front page that the state's development chief called $1.2 million in infrastructure improvements planned for the Linway residential development the latest example of how a local, state, and federal partnership are spurring the city's economic revitalization. Housing and Economic Development Secretary Jay Ash told nearly 60 attendees at the Lynn Business Partnership meeting Monday that the Mass Works grant will pay for water and sewer pipe work to support the 348 apartment project. It will also pay to upgrade a traffic signal at Market Street and the Linway next to the development site to improve traffic flow and provide safe entrances and exits from the site. Ash said the Linway development site improvement was one of the most promising projects among 114 Mass Works funding applications. A North Andover developer plans to start construction on the former car dealership site next summer with the infrastructure work done in the spring. Ash and other speakers Monday pointed to the Linway development as the Market Basket store construction on Federal Street and the downtown development as achievements accredited to the Lynn Economic Advancement and Development lead teams that were formed in November of 2015. Lynn City Council President Dan Cahill said increased development must be coupled with efforts to monitor the implications of rising rents locally. State Senator Thomas McGee said improving economic fortunes shines a spotlight on city and regional transportation shortcomings. An advocate for extending the Blue Line mass transit service to Lynn, McGee on Monday said that he is frustrated with the extension is not a key element of the state's regional transportation planning. McGee joined U.S. Representative Moulton Monday in criticizing the state's decision in June to stop funding the Lynn to Boston ferry service. McGee called the ferry part of the solution for improving the regional economy by improving transportation. There's more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, the century-old building that houses the Cape Ann Veterans Services Center on Emerson Avenue in Gloucester is being targeted for repairs, and a construction crew comprised of veterans is expected to do the work. Veterans Services Director Adam Kukuru said Monday that he's spoken with officials with the Veterans Construction Team based out of the VA Regional Headquarters in Bedford about carrying out some needed exterior renovations to the center at 12 Emerson Avenue. According to Lamont, Kukuru said the center has been facing increasing urgent repair needs since the blizzard of 2015 and the major storms that followed in late January and February of that year. A greenhouse that had for decades been attached to the rear of the building was blown apart by the blizzard. Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, speaking on Friday at the city's Veterans Day ceremonies, addressed some veterans' concerns that the building might be condemned. Romeo Taken said she hopes the facility can be restored through a combination of city and privately raised funds. And Ray Lamont continues, Kukuru said the Veterans Construction Team essentially carries out its projects for the cost of materials and stipends for the veterans who perform the work. And Ray Lamont also writes that Essex Town Meeting has given a green light to spending just over $54,000 on new furniture for Town Hall and the TOHP Burnham Library. And further funds may also be steered toward the project to purchase additional fixtures and furniture. The selectmen, meeting prior to the start of Monday night's special town meeting at Essex Elementary School, backed awarding a bid to American Furniture of Lynn to supply new furniture at the renovated town hall and library at 30 Martin Street. Town Administrator Brendan Zubricki noted Monday that the money covering the furniture had been set aside as part of a $65,000 appropriation approved by annual town meeting in the spring. The Lynn Company was the low bidder for the contract. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.